Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with me, Chris Smith, and with Kat Arney. We're from The Naked Scientists. In part one, we found out how plants and animals reproduce. And now in part two, we're going to find out whether we can use this understanding for our own needs.
Well, yes, we can, and we do. For example, we know how to make identical copies of plants or clone them, and this has important implications for commercial farmers and flower growers.
How so?
Well, this means that a good variety of plants, such as a beautiful flower or a high-yielding crop, can be produced on a massive scale quickly and cheaply.
So how does that work, though?
The easiest way to do this is just to take a cutting, and you cut off a little branch of the parent plant, strip off the lower leaves, stick it in a pot of compost. Now, some people also use plant hormones on that stem to encourage new roots to grow, and often they'll cover the new plant in plastic to keep it warm and moist. And you can actually do this at home with a lot of garden plants.
And what about more complicated ways that I've heard of for cloning plants?
Another way is called tissue culture. So you scrape tiny pieces off the parent plant and put them in sterile agar jelly with some plant hormones. Now, these tiny pieces then grow into little plantlets which can be potted out into compost, though this is trickier and more expensive than taking cuttings.
And what about animals, Kat? Can they be cloned in the same way?
We certainly can clone animals, and being able to do this has big commercial implications. For example, being able to clone a cow that makes lots of milk, although this kind of technology is still at a relatively early stage, and it's certainly much harder than cloning plants.
So if we do want to do it, how do you clone an animal?
Well, there's two ways you can do it. The first way is through embryo transplants. So you would take an embryo at a very early stage when it's just a tiny ball of a few cells, then separate those cells, grow them in the lab, and then transplant them back into a host mother. Now, the offspring won't be absolutely identical to their mother because they've still come from a fertilised embryo, but they will all be identical to each other.
But can we make clones that will be identical to the animal they came from?
Yes, we can, and this is done by nuclear transfer. So you take an unfertilised egg cell from the ovary of a female animal, and then you take a cell from the animal you want to clone. And using a tiny glass pipette, you carefully take the nucleus containing all the DNA out of the cell and inject it into the egg. And then the egg is activated, development starts using the genetic instructions from that transplanted nucleus, and the growing embryo is put back into the womb of a foster mother and grows into a baby.
And has anyone actually done this?
Well, this has first been achieved by Professor Ian Wilmot and his team, and they made Dolly the sheep in 1996. She was made using an unfertilised sheep's egg, fused with a nucleus from another sheep's udder cell. Now, Dolly made headline news when she was born, and although she died in 2003, other animals have been cloned using this technique, including a cat and a horse.
And as well as cloning, we hear a lot in the news about genetic modification. What's that? Is that different?
Yes, it is different. Genetic modification, or GM, is also known as genetic engineering, and it simply allows scientists to swap genes from the DNA of one organism and stick them into the DNA of another.
And how do we do that?
This technique relies on special enzymes which are used to cut out a gene from the DNA of one organism, cut a gap in the DNA of another organism, and stick the two together. So this basically means that you've added a gene from one organism, such as, say, an insect, into the DNA of another, such as a plant. And this new gene will provide a new function for that modified organism, such as making a useful substance or making it grow better. And as the modified organism grows and reproduces, it will also send that new gene down the generations.
Are there any good examples of how we use this technology?
An important area is medicine. For example, we can now make genetically modified bacteria that produce essential human proteins. So people with diabetes need to inject themselves with insulin, and that's a hormone made by the pancreas. And this used to be made from cow or pig pancreases, but this could sometimes cause allergic reactions in people. Then scientists managed to take the human gene that carries the instructions to make insulin and put it into bacteria. These genetically modified bacteria then multiply many, many times and make lots of human insulin, and this can be purified and given to people with diabetes safely. So in this case, GM technology has made a really big difference to a lot of people.
So GM's definitely not the same as cloning?
No, the two are very different and you shouldn't confuse them. So with cloning, you're producing an exact copy of an animal or plant with an identical set of all its genes. With genetic modification, you're just copying and multiplying specific genes, although rather confusing. Confusingly, sometimes people talk about this using the term gene cloning. And with GM technology, you can swap genes between species, so for example, between insects and plants or between different types of animal. But with cloning, you're only making copies of the same species.
This also sounds pretty clever, Kat. So what are the potential benefits of using GM and cloning techniques like this?
Well, there's absolutely loads we can do. For example, scientists are working on a sheep that can produce human proteins for treating people with cystic fibrosis. And this is a serious disease that affects the lungs. And they've even made tobacco plants that glow in the dark when they need watering. The possibilities are endless.
But are there any drawbacks to this kind of thing?
Well, some people do worry that GM techniques are unethical and should either be banned or used very carefully. For example, there are genetically modified crops that are resistant to weed killers, but some people argue that this actually means more weed killers are used, which could harm the environment, rather than actually finding better ways to farm. And there are also worries that, for example, modified plants might breed with wild plants, spreading these modified genes through wild populations. And also, finally, as cloning techniques improve, there are really big ethical debates about the rights and wrongs of human cloning if it does ever turn out to be possible.